Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Growing wheat can be a rewarding experience, but it also comes with its fair share of challenges. Imagine having the power to see blockages on your seeder before they happen and consistently apply the correct rate and flow on your seeder and sprayer while seeing the data you need in real time. That's exactly what upgrades from Precision Planting offer you. Let's start with seeding. How do you know if you're applying the right rate on each row? Standard blockage systems often fall short, only showing red or green for product flow. The Clarity system from Precision Planting is a simple upgrade that maps magnitude row by row on the 2020 monitor, alerting you of variances in rate and flow in real time. Now let's talk spraying. Adding Symphony Nozzle to your sprayer gains you independent control of rate and pressure, ensuring a consistent droplet size. This means reduced overlap and wasted product, saving you time and money. For your best wheat or other small grain season yet, upgrade your equipment with Clarity and Symphony Nozzle from Precision Planting. Visit precisionplanting.com to find a local Precision Planting premier dealer near you.
Well, what started off strong for our cotton crop this year has kind of turned the other way. I had the opportunity to visit with OSU cotton specialist Jenny Dudek to talk a little bit about what's going on in Oklahoma's cotton fields. Dudek says the irrigated cotton fields still look pretty good, but Tillman County's outlook is poor for the third year in a row.
It was looking like we were starting off, you know, we had a good soil profile, soil moisture profile starting off the year, and everything was looking pretty promising. And then, like you said, the rain just kind of shut off, and we weren't able to fill the lake to the level that we needed, and we just weren't able to get any irrigation in the district this year. And then as far as, you know, down in Jackson County, some of that down in that area, some of those pivots are running out of water and things like that. And so it's really unfortunate.
Well, I know last year we didn't even get to harvest some of the crop. Is that kind of going to be the case in certain areas this year as well?
Yes. If I was a betting woman, I would say that's probably what we'll see again this year.
Well, I know that you've been out all over the state. So what does it look like? When are most portions going to kind of get into harvest season?
Most portions. So I would say what I've looked at so far within the last couple of weeks, I would say we're probably going to start spraying here by the end of September, maybe the first of October, and then we'll harvest a few weeks after that.
According to Dudek, rainfall probably not going to improve the crop at this point, as the plant has retained as much fruit as it will retain and is currently in the transition period of shutting down. To hear my complete conversation with OSU's Jenny Dudek, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, citing worsening economic conditions impacting the nation's farmers, over 300 national and state groups sent a letter to congressional leaders this week calling on them to pass the farm bill before we end this year. Signatories included groups representing farmers, livestock, and specialty crop producers, lenders, and other essential stakeholders that are in agricultural communities across the U.S. Commodity and lending groups also going to head to the Capitol this week to advocate for the passage of legislation with a stronger agricultural safety net. It is critical that Congress passes a new farm bill that strengthens the safety net, as many producers are facing multiple years of not being profitable, and this is causing their overall financial situation to deteriorate, the letter said. Some will have challenges as they seek operating credit for the 2025 crop year. The farm bill is typically passed every 5 years and supports the nation's farmers, ranchers, and forest stewards throughout a variety of safety net, credit, conservation, and other critical programs. The law was originally scheduled for reauthorization back in 2023. Last November, Congress voted to extend the existing legislation to September 30th of this year. Since that point, the leadership from both parties on the Senate and the House Ag Committee have worked to push the legislation forward. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to OKMediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.